through the snow.
The holiday soundtrack is everywhere now. You got your Christmas carols, Christmas covers, Christmas pop, Christmas pulp. This week, we're going to try to put our own stamp on that soundtrack with some help from DJs and musicians from around the nation. And taking on the challenge of remixing the holidays, as we're calling this series, we're going to begin with the runner-up from last season's American Idol, Crystal Bowersox. She grew up in rural Ohio, and her Christmas playlist reflects a certain traditional iconoclasm we think you'll enjoy. Crystal Bowersox has a new album in stores now called Farmer's Daughter. It is definitely not an Xmas album, but she came into our studio to share some of her favorite holiday songs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Quite a year for you. We've been asking people, you know, what does 2010 mean? You, I guess, started 2010 in like a chaotic zone. You're going out in a pretty chaotic zone with an album coming out.
Yeah.
How's all that feel?
I mean, it's all seeming surreal, and it's all been kind of a blur. I have to sit down and just kind of dwell on it for a moment to really think.
Well, one of the details is your new album, Farmer's Daughter. Let's listen to a cut. Now, the quality of your voice there was very much what American Idol fans, I think, were voting for when they made you sort of the runner-up there. But are you a farmer's daughter?
I am a farmer's daughter. My mom's name around town is Farmer Kelly. At one point or another, we had all different kinds of livestock, horses, pigs, chickens. I was a member of FFA, 4-H.
You were a future farmer of America Toledo?
I was a future farmer of America.
Which is another reason why your trajectory on American Idol, I think, is relatively unusual. You seem to me someone who has been a performing musician, for good or ill, for quite a long time. And for you, and it seemed that way when I was watching the show, American Idol is just another gig, a big gig, but it's another gig.
That is kind of the way I looked at the whole thing. I've played some great gigs, some not so great gigs, and I was like, all right. I think that's actually the words that I used when I was talking about Idol and to my family.
It was a gig. It was
like, I got this great gig. Check it out.
It's this weird club run by this guy named Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. Right. Ryan Seacrest is the host there. He'll usher you in. And
let's just say right up front, we love the people at American Idol. And they're fabulous, and they've only been good to you. But
that's true.
There have to have been some awkward moments of where they said, couldn't you do this with your hair? Or what if we had actually a synthesizer, you know, in your band or something like that?
Well, that I would be okay with. That would be a lot of fun. There were some things. They're like, let's add a couple of these fake dreadlocks into your dreads or colored ones. And, you know, I did all of that. I played dress up. I played the game, and I had fun. I had fun doing it. American Idol showed me that what I'm capable of. If I wanted to have, you know, some kind of uber pop career and show busy kind of show, you know, I know that I'm capable of doing that. But it wasn't natural for me. So.
Really?
I just like to sing, and I like to write, and I like to tell stories, and I just hope that other people enjoy it.
But do you connect differently to someone you sing to when you've had that uber pop experience?
I don't feel like I've changed that much. I mean, when I perform on the stage and I'm looking at the audience, and you know, I still talk to the people that I can see, or I actually just opened for the Doobie Brothers in San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. And when I was performing the light tech, he turned the lights up in the house for me.
Right.
I like to see the audience I'm singing to, and I'll, you know, get quiet and listen and for their answers and have a conversation with them in between songs. I really like connecting in that way. That hasn't changed.
You probably haven't had much of a traditional holiday this year, right? Christmas
No.
is a Christmas on the bus or something. But when you think of tunes that represent musical tradition, because everybody does holiday albums, but what Christmas tune sort of jumps to mind?
I think the first Christmas song that comes to mind is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Can we just hear a little bit of that
sure.
people who don't know the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer experience?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Now, being a kid and making jokes about the holidays is kind of a tradition. You wouldn't describe this as an anti-Christmas song, would you?
No way. No way. It's just a funny spin on Christmas.
The genre of Jingle Bells, Santa Smells, you know, that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that, that strange sense of humor, you know. Grandma being killed by reindeers is not funny, really, but in this song is hilarious. It's pretty funny.
You've got some traditional choices here as well. I love this version that you sent. Here's the classic, of course.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Judy Garland there, you know, somebody who fought battles with the music industry and, you know, her identity. And you relate to her at all?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Her voice is gorgeous, too. And I love that style, that old jazzy, that it just moves you.
Well, let's hear you pulling it off here in Chicago.
My jazz flute.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving that.
I love singing different styles. I like to jazz it up a little bit and sing some classical, more classical style.
Now, in that club in Chicago, were they surprised when you came out with this?
Yeah, very. They were very surprised. They're like, that doesn't seem like you. I'm like, well, you don't know me.
Well, kind of like how surprised our listeners are going to be to hear this morning. Twisted Sister, of course, playing the classic I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. The holidays really are a season of covers, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's really picking your favorite artist and then listening to the same songs. It's bands like Me First and the Gimme Gimmes who've made their entire career on cover songs, and Christmas is no different. It's kind of what the Twisted Sister reminds me of.
So this last tune, though, seems to me to be really the most classic of all. Let's listen to it before we go.
Christmas without you, I'll be so blue.
Elvis and Crystal Bowersox on whistle there here in our studio.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of the example of taking Christmas tradition, taking the genre of the blues, and making a whole new Christmas carol out of it.
Yeah.
You know, the Jazz Standards did that. Elvis did that.
Yeah, Elvis was known for taking, you know, blues and gospel and making it his own, and thank goodness he did. Blue Christmas for me is sentimental. My grandpa loved listening to it, and all the Frank Sinatra Christmas stuff, and I just remember that, going to his house around the holiday times and hearing it.
So will Crystal Bowersox be home for Christmas this year?
I will. My first Christmas with my own little family unit, my son, my husband, and I, and we're going to wake up Christmas morning. The tree's set up. We set the tree up before we left 2 weeks ago. So we'll come home and the tree will be ready.
All right. Future farmer of America didn't quite work out that way.
No.
You found a good plan B.
I could get back to it. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Crystal Bowersox, runner-up for American Idol in the last season. Her new album is called Farmer's Daughter. You know, Madra, I think she's a traditionalist. Actually,
more or less,
even
yeah.
with the Twisted Sister thing,
but she can rock out. I like that about her.
Call us or carol us with your holiday music at 877-8 My Take, or sign up to get our texts where listeners sent their playlists. Just text START to 69866. I'm John Huckenberry with Majora Carter sitting in for Celeste Headlee all week. This is The Takeaway.